If you or a family member rides Amtrak, listen up. You can't sue Amtrak if something goes wrong. Possible to reverse that policy? John Culhane, Distinguished Professor of Law, Delaware Law School, Widener University, Co-Director of the Family Law and Health Policy Institute, joining us live from Philadelphia. Professor Culhane, your thoughts on whether this will hold up, whether people are deprived of a legitimate means to take care of a great wrong, for example, the tragic Amtrak accident in the Philadelphia area not too long ago?
Yeah, so this is a big deal, what Amtrak has done, and apparently they did this back in January, but no one noticed it until recently, is to insert a very broad arbitration clause into each contract, if you will, between the passenger and the railroad. And what that means is that if you are injured or really have any kind of grievance, even the smallest grievance to the largest against Amtrak, you can't sue them. You have to go to arbitration. And this is increasingly being done by large corporations. And the Supreme Court has blessed all of this. So the only way it's going to be stopped or changed is if Congress passes a law that requires Amtrak to allow customers to sue. But otherwise, I don't see much hope that the courts would fix this problem.
I mean, this is kind of a trend, as you suggest, in jurisprudence. For example, a veteran who receives malpractice treatment at a hospital can sue, for example. And, of course, that's another public entity.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of a different story because you have a government immunity here. Amtrak is in this strange sort of quasi-private situation where they get these subsidies, but of course the subsidies are not really enough to allow them to turn a profit. And before this, it's still true that there's a damage cap on how much Amtrak is liable for each individual accident. It was $200 million back at the time of the Philly derailment. I think now it's up to $295 million. But the reason for that is that Amtrak runs at a deficit and Congress isn't willing to pony up more money to make it work. It's one of those situations where they're required to run certain lines, which are not profitable, of course, and that causes them to run in the red. And so they're private, but with all these restrictions that make it really hard for them to turn a profit. And that's why this arbitration suggests itself as a way for them to save some cash.
The Philly derailment was the immediate precipitating factor for the change in policy?
I don't think so. That was 4 years ago. And it did get Congress to raise the amount of damage cap from $200 million to $295 million. But I think there was another derailment in 2017, and I think the lawyers looked at this and said, if we can somehow reduce our exposure, and arbitration, historically and classically will give people less money than a lawsuit would. So I think, yeah, it's hard to trace it directly, but I think it may have had something to do with it for sure.
Yeah, I always get a little confused. We talk about Amtrak being kind of not completely public, not completely private, kind
right.
of in between. And I mean, University of Delaware, of course, in Delaware reminds me of that a little bit. I mean, it's private when it wants to be private. It's public when it wants to be public. But
yes.
I digress. I mean, for example, the U.S. Postal Service, would you consider the U.S. Postal Service more federal than Amtrak or not necessarily? Because, of course, it's an independent agency, but it does have some U.S. government threads.
Of course it does, right? And the government imposes certain requirements, like when the mail has to be delivered, how often, right, under what circumstances. So, these companies that are somewhat public and somewhat private, it creates great complications when people try to sue because of issues like immunity, which don't apply in the context of Amtrak because it's considered primarily private but with a large federal subsidy. The post office could be a different situation, but all these cases are looked at individually, and the courts have to decide, is this, and sometimes they can be public for one purpose and private for another purpose. It's not always, all or nothing, which complicates things even further.
Yeah. As I said, in connection with the University of Delaware in our state, as we well know. So.
Oh, yeah, there are cases, cases involving Delaware immunity. And, the courts have said in certain contexts, Delaware is operating as a private institution and not entitled to immunity. So it just depends on the situation in which the cases arise.
Well, maybe I'm just black and white. I just like it where it's a clear cut. This one's private, this one's public, you know, rather than shades of gray. All right, Professor, anything else you're following in the news of late?
Oh, I don't know. There's something happening today. It might have some importance to the nation. I'll be watching with interest, that's for sure. These impeachment hearings, absolutely.
Absolutely, and we'll get to you on that, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure, thank you.
John Culhane, a distinguished professor of law, Delaware Law School, Widener University, co-director of the Family Law and Health Policy Institute from Philadelphia, on a story that actually occurred some months ago but just came to public light the other day. If you or a family member ride Amtrak, something goes awry, goes wrong, tragically, you can't sue Amtrak at this point.